There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What happened to you yesterday during April Fool's Day? Were there a lot of people who were yanking your chain yesterday? I'm reading a couple of email from people about April Fools and how it generated a number of responses, little things here and there. Rich McFadden tried to yank my chain. I think I was wise to it, but I actually don't even know what really happened yesterday, and it's not important. Those of you who responded to whatever was put on Facebook or Twitter, I didn't look at it, and I didn't fall victim to it because I didn't pay any attention to it one way or another. I think it's fun to have those sorts of things. They're milestones sometimes, but the other side of it is that they get to be, there's almost an expectation that you got to do something, and it's another day. Another day, another controversy, or the continuing controversy about what to do on the bill that has set Indiana on its ear, as it were. I thought it was interesting. David Letterman, who is the CBS late-night star, he is from Indiana. I remember seeing video of him as a weather forecaster, along with Jane Pauley, who was on the same station doing news when they were pups in their 20s. Indianapolis, not the same then as it is now, and that basically is what Letterman said. It's not the state I grew up in, and it probably isn't. Is the state you grew up in, are you still in the same state, and is it the same? I grew up in Massachusetts. I still live in Massachusetts most of the year, and I don't find it to be the same. I don't find this country to be the same, and maybe part of it is this sort of thing. You may know that Asa Hutchinson, who is the governor of Arkansas, second governor in as many days to give ground to the opponents of the measure in his state, he promised to sign the bill, and then he said, nope, I'm not going to. There are other, say, about 20 states in the country that have this bill, but it is an uncomfortable position to be in. You care to share your uncomfortableness with it or your comfort? Maybe comfort level is fine with it. 888-302-3684. Doug by himself. Kenny's got a couple of days off. Doug at DougStephan.com. The Salesforce, the company in Indiana that has a pretty good track record, fellow who's the CEO, Mark Benioff, says that he's going to help his employees who don't like the law, who are uncomfortable with Indiana's religious freedom law, to transfer out of the state. This law, which Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana, said he's going to change, it allows businesses to refuse service to gay, lesbian, and transgender people on religious grounds. He said, Benioff said, that he will reduce his company's investments in Indiana, calls the law brutal, unfair, and unjust. This is a cloud, I think. This is a cloud company. He's working with state officials in hopes of changing the statute. I thought that Mike Pence said he was going to change the bill or fix it or do whatever. But he says, I'm having to move employees out of the state. One of the most aggressive corporate actions taken in response to the new law from anybody in the state. Mr. Benioff said that several employees have asked for transfers. He's agreed, supplying relocation packages for them. Is this going too far? Is this sort of going beyond the beyond? He said in an interview yesterday, quote, I just got an email on the way to this studio for the interview from another employee. You said, look, I don't feel comfortable living in this state anymore. Would you please move me out? I gave him a $50,000 relocation package and said, great, you're clear to go. He acknowledged that Salesforce, his company, will not be able to completely pull out of Indiana, given the size of the company's operations there, but the company is helping individuals who feel oppressed. I don't know that I would feel oppressed, but I'm not gay, and I'm not a lesbian, and I'm not a transgender person. But what's the point? What is the point of this? One of the reasons Asa Hutchinson in Arkansas turned tail is because Walmart came out against it big time. It was a backlash. Big business around the country has been at the forefront of the backlash. And that's the big companies made themselves heard. Apple, Yelp, the NCAA, Eli Lilly, NASCAR, General Electric, Angie's List, PayPal, among the companies that have raised questions about this action. Leaders from 39 tech companies and organizations around the country have gone public with their condemnation of this legislation. This is a really important point that a lot of CEOs show their power and control on investments in states. We want to invest in states where there is equality, said the guy that runs company that we're focused on, Salesforce. So, what is it? Warren Buffett says discrimination for sexual orientation is wrong. Is it those of you who don't feel uncomfortable with this? Why don't you feel uncomfortable? Your religion says that it's A-okay to your reading of whatever your religious statutes are, say it's okay to discriminate. I don't know that Jesus discriminated. Matter of fact, I think he was pretty open about stuff. How would you heal a problem with, I think that it's ludicrous, actually, to think, from what I know of Jesus, that he would participate or think that this was A-okay. How is this okay? How is it good? How is it healthy? You can have your religious beliefs if that's what they really are, but I think a lot of people hide their prejudices behind their religion. What do you say about that? All right, let's get another point of view. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's the lawyer that we consult all the time, legal issues galore all the time on the radio, and so he'll talk about the objections, the legal objections, the religious objections to this bill as we continue here on the Doug Stephan Good Day Thursday program.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of
GenuSelt sent to you. Call 800-543-9262, 800-543-9262.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLite technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is our lawyer here on the Good Day program. And as such, he gets called upon to straighten out problems. I want to sue Rich for an April Fool's joke. How do I do that, Steve?
Oh, we're going for punitive damages.
Yes.
The whole nine yards.
Yep, yeah, right, exactly. Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. Triple
How much
damages.
Can I get? Triple damages, perfect.
Yeah, I
pain and suffering.
Pain and suffering, yes.
Oh, I think,
pain
I think suffering, we can get this started. Up to $5.
Yeah, see, $5, Doug.
$5. Is that your fee, or is that what I'm going to get?
Well, then there's my third. Well, then there's my third.
All right. All right, so we have the religious freedom law. Indiana, Arkansas. Remember the old song, Indiana Wants Me? Indiana
yeah.
doesn't want me anymore. We don't want Indiana. Wow. This is a sort of wild news media misinterpretation of things in part. It's classic because so many politicians are on board and they haven't even read the thing either. What do you make of this, really, in comparison to the federal law? What do we need to know about what's in the Indiana law that probably the governor will change because he's finally figured out he made a fool of himself, too?
He did. And, you know, I'm glad you asked about this because in talking about the media, the media has missed so much in this. First of all, Pence is being disingenuous, which is a nice legal term for lying through his teeth. When he says this had nothing to do with discrimination against gays, just look at the signing ceremony where he had as invited people gay rights opponents. One even was saying that gay was the equivalent of bestiality. So he knew exactly what this was, and the incentive behind this, the impetus, was to allow people to discriminate against gays. So that part's pretty clear. This is very, very different from the federal law that was passed in 1993 that really had to do with government discrimination against people based on their religious opinions. And frankly, there are 20 states that have this. Some of these states already also have laws that protect gays and lesbians from discrimination. And this thing, when it went through in Utah, which is interesting, the Utah law not only provides for protections of the lesbian and gay community, but it shielded religious institutions that oppose homosexuality from prosecution. And frankly, this was supported by LGBT activists as well, and that's your kind of your way out. You don't want discrimination, but you don't want to force religious institutions to be able to have to go along with this if they don't want to. So really what was different about this was this turned in Indianapolis on private businesses being able to discriminate. And so all they really need to do is follow the lead of Utah.
That's it. Simple.
Yep.
Plain and simple. All right, see how Steve boils it right down to the facts, ma'am, just the facts. His latest book, Identity Theft Alert, Steve Wiseman will show you exactly what to do when it comes to scams, protecting your identity, et cetera, et cetera. He's an all-around expert on the law. That's why we like having him here with his opinions on the law. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug and the Good Day Gang.
We'll be right back. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed Your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, because April Fool's Day, compilation of songs that are April Fool-esque. Aretha with Chain of Fools. Maybe not. Led Zeppelin, Fool in the Rain. Where's that, Richie? Maybe not.
No, hold on just a second. Right here.
You have it or you don't have it? We're doing a nice job. That's a good sign. It's tough. All right. Fool songs. Beatles. Hey, Richie, whatever you say. Foolin' from Def Leppard. Push that other button over there.
Oh.
This isn't very nice for us. Fool from the city. Nelson's Poor Little Fool. Bye-bye. backing crew in the background here, Richie.
Yeah, we'd be the backing crew. Play around, the backup band.
Yeah,
the house band.
Yep. All those hits in the 60s and 70s. They were actually...
Well, he was L.A.-based, so it definitely would
have been. Yeah, well, they were their backup. They were the band that was used for the theme for Ozzy and Harry. That's how they got connected to Ricky Nelson. You can find that out if you see that movie, the Reggae movie. Come on, crank it up, Richie!
Told me that she cared for me, that we'd never part. So for the very first time, I gave away my heart.
How many people can identify with this song, no matter what your age? You've given away your heart, and somehow it doesn't ever come back to you again. It's gone. Where did it go? This is a cool song from the...
It's so corny, but I love Ricky Nelson.
Yeah. All these emails and posts from people. Oh my word, Doug. Rich went to extremes this year for an April Fool's joke on you. So we'll find out what that trail is all about in a few moments here. It's April Fool's on the Good Day program. Ricky Nelson.
Oh yeah.
Ears behind it, too.
Okay.
After the hour on the Good Day program. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Dutch Steph and Good Day program, the Thursday edition with a lot of medical news in the focus today. How many of you have heard the story about this Connecticut teenager who has been forced to have chemotherapy? She's getting treatment for Hodgkin's lymphoma, remaining in temporary custody of the state, according to her attorney. A Connecticut juvenile court judge issued a written decision yesterday denying a motion to let this teenager, who's been identified as Cassandra C., to let her go home. The judge denied a motion for visitation from the family as well. This girl is in remission after 6 months of forced chemo treatments. Earlier in March, the lawyer tried to convince the court that she ought to be able to go home back to her mother's house because she was no longer in any risk of harm from the illness that she has. There are a couple of different attorneys, the one who represents the young lady and the other who represents the mother, whose name is Jackie Fortin. They released a statement after getting the judge's decision, quote, "We are disappointed in the ruling, not least of all because it draws a factual conclusion that is directly contradicted by the weight of the evidence. We're conferring with our clients now about how steps, including whether or not to take another appeal, can be made." Joining me now is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the medical experts, foremost expert on our program here, with regard to the news of the week and medicine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ken, this story reminds me of a conversation that you and I had to great lengths, and I was trying to remember the name of the girl. Remember the Framingham case? This girl was in Massachusetts, and her parents were from Connecticut, and she was treated for something. I'm trying to remember all of the nuances of that situation, which was, I think, last year, wasn't it? Do you remember?
Exactly. That 14-year-old girl who was locked up in Boston Children's Hospital, and they thought her problem was all in her mind, but it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. So, now, is this a similar situation? This teenager has Hodgkin's lymphoma. Isn't that what Rich McFadden had? He didn't have non-Hodgkin's. Could you explain the difference between non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and regular Hodgkin's lymphoma?
One of we're going to drag people down into the weeds here.
Well, that's what you get it for being up at this hour of the morning.
The lymph nodes collect the immune cells in the body, the part of the immune system that helps fight against foreign bodies and bugs. And these produce these specialized cells, and sometimes they start producing too much. And that's what cancer is all about, just uncontrolled production of cells. And there's just different types of lymphomas. And one particular one is Hodgkin's, and another type is non-Hodgkin's.
This girl was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma in September. Medical experts gave her an 85% chance of survival if treated with chemo. Without it, doctors said that in time she was likely to die. Might take a couple of years. So she started chemo in November, ran away from the hospital after having 2 days of treatment. She decided she didn't want to have this, what she called a poison, put in her body. That really is what chemotherapy is, isn't it? It's a poison to kill things, to kill the cancers.
Well, it's a shame because Hodgkin's lymphoma, again, which is a cancer of the part of the immune system called the lymphatic system, is in most people readily treatable. And the fact that she was not allowing herself to be treated is sad.
Well, again, to go back to my staff, Richard McFadden came down with Hodgkin's lymphoma and had a treatment facility, a treatment protocol that didn't require that he, I think he was in the hospital for a couple of days. And then when he got the stint or whatever it was put into his chest. But other than that, he got outpatient treatment. It may not have been as serious a case as this young lady had, but he's pretty much cleared of it.
Exactly.
So it brings around the debate, the discussion that we have about personal freedoms. If somebody wants to not go through this and ultimately die, isn't that his or her choice? And people would say, well, if you're an adult, yes. She was not an adult. She was under the care and custody of her mother because she was 16 at the time the treatments began and when she was discovered to have had the cancer. So is this then, if the mother says no, is it then the responsibility of the state? You and I rail about this all the time on our Saturday morning program that we do, by the way. Those of you who are around from 7 until 9 o'clock Eastern time on Saturdays, we do the Good Day Health program. Ken takes tons of calls from listeners and goes through the symptoms that people have, various diseases. He's an expert in that. He runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, and has been a cardiologist there for about 30 years. But because of his degrees, his expertise, what he studied when he was in medical school, he has a great mind for all sorts of medical problems, and thus the advice he gives on the air has great weight. So, having said that, do you want to comment before we move on?
No, I think it's a tough one when children refuse chemotherapy. I think then it is up to the parents. But if a parent doesn't want their child to be treated, it's sad. I think you have to be very patient with the parents and explain it very carefully. But in the end, you do have free will and you have the responsibility to decide what should be done with your body.
Right. All right. Let's go to this couple of the stories this week that are in our house call. One focuses on MRSA, which is something that most doctors and nurses are afraid of. I told a story on the air, and I think it was with us, but I can't remember. Again, I have more things I can't remember today than I can remember. But the essence of it, this fellow that worked for me on my farm, I got a cut in his leg, and he'd been working in the barn with the animals, and the cut got infected. So, and he had another injury as well. So we went to the hospital, and the doctors looked at it right away and said, "Wow, this is a wild case of MRSA. You might die if you don't get treatment immediately." So, of course, that shook him up, shook up his family. So he went right into the operating room, intensive care, and they cut open his leg, and they washed it, and they did all kinds of things to get the MRSA out. He got treated for 3 weeks, in the hospital to get that thing out of his system. I've heard of MRSA before, but I've never had any direct connection to it. Is this sort of typical of what happens? Because they called MRSA the super bug.
It is. I'm glad you haven't had any direct contact with it. It's the superbug. It stands for methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. It's a mouthful. It's caused by a strain of staph bug bacteria that's becoming resistant to the antibiotics commonly used to treat ordinary staph infections. Most MRSA infections do occur in people who've been in hospitals or other healthcare settings, such as nursing homes and dialysis centers. When it occurs in these settings, it's called healthcare-associated MRSA, but there's also a community-acquired MRSA that's occurring among healthy people who often get these painful skin boils. It spreads by skin-to-skin contact. At-risk populations, they include such groups as high school wrestlers, child care workers, and people who live in crowded conditions. So there's these two distinct groups of people who now are susceptible to it. And, you know, over the years, you've been so fascinated by how research come up with these segments, these particular items which can be effective as drugs. You know, you go down into the Amazon and you pick up daisies and or bark, and it becomes an effective drug 10 years later. You've always been...
Remember that movie that Sean Connery was in, Medicine Man, I think it was called, like about 30 years
yes.
ago. Lorraine Bracco was in it. As well, if I remember, that's Bracco. Her name, I think, is Lorraine from the Sopranos. Anyway, this was how I've asked this question. How would somebody find aspirin in the bark of a tree? That kind of stuff.
Well, when we get a second, I'm going to tell you a fascinating story about a 10th century medicine book. It's called the Leech Book. It's felt to be the earliest traditional medicine book, and it actually has come up with an effective treatment for MRSA.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Kara, how much time do we have before we have to pause here for a second? I want to give Ken an opportunity
seconds.
To tell us that. Oh, we don't have much time. Okay.
We don't have enough time.
No, that's a story for later on. Thank you for being here. You've given us a couple of different things to think about that are important. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the medical experts that we have during the Week on a Good Day program. Up next, Dr. Ronald Hoffman on how, what, and why, the hows, the what's, the whys of your daily dining habits. Here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, we're at 17 minutes before the hour.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Still need to file your taxes? Don't forget that some of the things you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. If you took your children to summer day camp, you may be eligible to claim the child and dependent care credit. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings from memorable Easter feasts. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top off with 35-count cluster-baked dinner rolls for just $4.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Musicians, save up to 55% off during Guitar Center Spring Savings Event. Come in and get hands-on with your dream guitar, drum set, keyboard, recording gear, DJ rig, and more. Get deals like an 88-key digital piano for just $149, a Tama Rockstar or Mapex Piccolo snare drum just $49, or a 15-inch powered PA speaker just $129. Save big on the gear you really want. Don't miss the savings this Easter weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us every week at this time. His website, drhoffman.com, is the home of a very intelligent medical newsletter called the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter.
Appropriately
clever,
enough.
Clever. What a clever name for an intelligent newsletter about health. So you write about the breakfast, lunch, dinner routine. You talk about a book that's out now called Three Squares, The Invention of the American Meal, and discuss what it is that's in our diets now versus what is in the root of all diets going back to the Stone Age, and make judgments about what it is that we're eating, what we ought to be eating, yes?
Well, you know, this whole deal, you know, if you ask the average nutritionist, you know, is breakfast important, they'll say, yes, it's very important to have a big breakfast, protein and a little bit of healthy fat and carbohydrates balanced, you know, for breakfast to anchor your appetite throughout the day. However, the notion of breakfast, it's actually a rather artificial notion. It was actually, according to the author of the book, whose name I forget, I don't have that in front of me. She wrote a book called Three Squares, yeah, which is the history of meals, and it turns out it's sort of a
Abigail Carroll, according to your...
It's a cultural artifact. It's something that was created by tradition. Mm-hmm. The notion of having a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner is not necessarily natural. In fact, you know, Sylvester Graham, the guy who invented the Graham cracker, and Post and Kellogg got together. They kind of conspired in the late 19th century to create a breakfast cereal, and part of it was a reform movement because they thought that people were eating too much in the way of bacon and lard and that kind of stuff for breakfast, so they reformed the American diet. But this is actually a relatively modern artifice. For some people, they do well going long periods of time without eating, and then having maybe a brunch or a lunch.
What would be a long period of time without eating? In
14 to 16 hours, you know, between the last meal at 7 at night and then maybe eating at 11 or 12 later on. And that actually replicates what's called intermittent fasting, which is, it's a short fast, not of days, but of quite a few hours.
Yeah. You know,
actually, breakfast actually emphasizes that notion. We break the fast, but you take a little longer, and your body sort of reboots. You detoxify, you clean out your digestive system, and you actually may boost your immunity, and your whole system kind of does a reboot when it rests.
So the idea of eating less and making better choices perhaps ought to be on the top of mind when it comes to the whole business about dieting. Mm-hmm. I guess I never really wondered, but it is a good question. Why do we eat three times a day? Why not five times a day?
And it's different strokes for different folks. I think people really have different metabolisms. They also are used to different things. They're conditioned to eat at certain intervals. But, you know, we got a question. The one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work.
No, and that's explained well here. You also quote an old Chinese proverb, the patient who doesn't pay attention to diet is wasting the physician's time. What a great combination of words put together like that. Think about how you eat and what you do to your body by eating some horrible things that are available commercially these days, whether you cook them at home and you go to these so-called restaurants. What it does, and then you want the doctor to fix you after you've abused the hell out of your body. Not exactly the smartest thing in the world to do. Dr. Hoffman, drhoffman.com. Sign up for his Intelligent Medicine newsletter so you'll be as smart as we are. 21 after. Thanks, Ron.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Berlin from the movie Top Gun. Take My Breath Away. Winner of the Best Song Oscar this week in 1987. Was on the top of the musical charts. Also, this movie was as well. And they're going to remake the movie or do another, what do they call it? Not a sequel, but Chuck and I call it a reboot. I love that terminology. Chuck are not here, but Kenny and Richie and I are here to take care of business. When it comes to this movie, what do you remember about some of the lines in the movie?
You can be my wingman anytime. You can be mine.
I'm going to take the last one here. Ken, is it going to be singing?
No.
Oh, no.
We happened to see a MiG-28 do a 4G negative dive.
Where did you see this?
That's classified.
What?
It's classified. I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Kelly McGillis got her wings in a manner of speaking in this movie, and it was a good, entertaining movie.
It was a great movie.
You can watch it now.
It was so good back then. Yeah. He had Val Kilmer and Anthony Edwards. I mean,
Anthony Edwards didn't have any hair then either. I don't think he did.
No, he had hair.
He had hair. 55 after the hour. We've gotten started movie moments here. A story about Dennis Hopper. Coming up next, yes, he's dead, but That doesn't mean he doesn't live on. I'll tell you the story. This is actually another one of those Kickstarter stories, Richie. Stand by for that news.
Kickstart him back to life.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Bring him back.
I'm in for $5.
All right. Another $5. Okay. Stand by.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I have to confess, I love a good beauty steal. Eyeshadows, fancy anti-wrinkle creams, nail polishes, anything I can get my hands on, I take. I really stuff my bag.
It's Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty event. Get daily beauty steals on all your favorite brands, like Urban Decay and Benefit. Plus, enjoy in-store events with tips and trends from the experts.
Tricks on doing a cat eye? Yeah, I steal those too.
Visit Ulta.com or an Ulta Beauty near you. Ends April 4th.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings from memorable Easter feasts. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top off with 35-count cluster-baked dinner rolls for just $4.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Doug and Richie and Kenny, story of Dennis Hopper's final film. He died while it was being made, and so the movie just stopped. But a lot of fans wanted to see the movie, the last film festival. And so thanks to a Kickstarter campaign, they've raised $90,000 toward this film, which is a comedy that stars Dennis Hopper as a Hollywood producer whose latest flop was rejected by every film festival except the one in the small town of Ojai. Jacqueline Bisset is the co-star. Lengthy post on the Kickstarter campaign page, the producer of the movie, Linda Yellen, outlined the real start, the root of the project, which began when she met Hopper at the Sundance Film Festival a couple of years ago, pitched him on the idea. He said, "What a great idea, kid. Write the script, I'll do it." And he did. They hope to release the movie in May to mark the fifth anniversary of his death. Man, has he been dead that long? My God.
Well, you know, being dead doesn't really mean that your movie career ends anymore.
No.
With this Paul Walker
Fast and
death
exactly
in the Fast and Furious, yeah, they were able to computer generate a couple of things. And then, of course, he's got a brother that looks just like him, so they used him a little bit. But apparently for every single movie they make now, they are making 3D images, 100%, 360-degree 3D images of every single of the main actors in it, so just in case. Thing. Yeah, as a backup.
Right. Yeah. These films opened up on this day, 2001. The Mexican. Remember that with Brad Pitt and Julia Roberts?
Oh, James Gandolfini.
Yeah. He was in it. Yeah, right, exactly. And Sea Spot Run with David Arquette. Michael Clark Duncan. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
It's 59 after on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.